After months of the same energetic theme, the energy is finally shifting. As we enter September, the theme changes for the first time in 3 months. Stay tuned for today's episode, including the energy forecast for the month ahead. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. Well, here we are again, as we are about to move into a new month. I don't know where 2020 has gone, and I don't think I'm alone in saying I have no real concept of time. It has been one heck of a strange year, but certainly the timing of this year, the way that time has shifted and morphed this year, is really quite curious. So, if you are new to me and the podcast, a very big welcome to you. Today's episode is what I call an energy forecast. And so I am actually recording this, let me check the date. Today is the 11th of August as I'm recording this. So quite a few weeks ahead of when you are listening. And so in just a moment, as I get into the forecast, you will hear me receive from my spiritual support team their insights, their guidance for the kinds of energy, the kinds of themes, and the kind of essentially the topics that we're going to be coming up against as a collective. So this is really a big picture overview of the month ahead. And then it's really over to you. My advice to you is to take what you learn here and apply it to yourself. Where are these themes coming up in your life? What themes might already have been at play in your life? And as wonderful as it is to listen to this as you enter the month, my advice is to come back to this throughout the month. Come back to this episode, to these themes and the topics that we share here, to come in a little bit deeper, to understand how they're showing up for you and how they're playing out. I would also add to that the guided gathering that happens on the last Tuesday of every month is a great place for you to do that, for you to come in much, much deeper. You will always get the forecasts a little bit ahead. We talk about them because it's on the last Tuesday of the month. We're actually looking ahead, usually before it's come out on the podcast. We also have a guided meditation where Spirit will lead us through some sort of practice, whether it is intuiting information or clearing energy or preparing us for what's to come. So if you do want to go deeper to these forecasts, please check out the guided gathering. We'll link to it in the show notes. Okay, so the energy is changing, guys. And I just feel so excited to say that after months and months and months of Groundhog Day. So throughout June, July, and August, we had the same theme on repeat. It showed up in slightly different ways throughout those months, but we were effectively dealing with change and, more than that, meaning. The reason that that was important is that earlier in the year, when the pandemic first, you know, really shut our world down, we had a similar theme. And so I actually turn all of the Oracle cards before 2020 began. I actually did it, I'm just trying to remember now, I think Sometimes I started in October, but I feel like I did this a lot later in 2019, but it was certainly well before 2020 began. And actually, I guess if we're coming into September, I'm going to need to think about preparing one for next year, and we'll probably do that soon. The reason I mention this is that I have already turned over all of the cards for the remainder of the year, for the months, not for every week, but I know the quarters and the months that are to come. And so as I'm looking ahead, we don't necessarily have so much of the heaviness that we've had in the middle of 2020. From here on in, the energy is shifting. That's not to say that we're out of the woods yet. I think 2020 is not done with us yet, but it doesn't feel like we're going to be as deep in the inner chambers that the last few months have put us in. So, just a reminder that the card that we had for quarter three, which we're just about to finish up when we get to the end of September, was Restore. So, over the last couple of months, throughout July, August, and September, the overarching theme is restore. So this period has really been about restoring mind, body, and soul. It has been about restoring our energy. It's been about restoring our physical bodies. It's, you know, at a very practical level, it's looked a lot like just restoring our world, restoring order to some degree. And so, of course, this is important in and of itself, but I'm also referencing it because that restore theme is here twice. So the theme for September is throat chakra. That is the main theme, but it also comes with two supporting themes, which are redefine boundaries and restore. And so restore is important because it is part of the overall monthly theme. And seeing as September is the last month of this quarter and the quarter has the restore card, we can expect that if we haven't been doing that restoring, if we haven't really rebuilt ourselves, then that's going to come to the fore this month. Okay, so let's go into the throat chakra as a theme. Now, I work with my own cards, the Little Sage Oracle cards, and they are still on waitlist. I unfortunately don't have an update for you yet. I know so many of you are asking me about these Oracle cards. They will come back. They have a timing of their own and they will return at some point. So I'll add a link to the show notes so that you can jump on that waitlist, because the vast amount of people that are on that list will get first dibs. So when I turn the throat chakra card over in this deck, it may be that the throat chakra needs support, but what I'm really interested in are the themes that the throat chakra itself represents. So the throat chakra is linked with our expression and communication. It is also linked with a energetic transmission, and it's also linked to choice. So this is going to be a month where we are really going to need to express. And this is twofold. So if we look at this in terms of restoring, we need to restore our voice. We need to support our voice, to support this chakra, to restore the energy here. We need to restore ourselves through expression and communication. And so often things like singing and dancing and movement, creativity, you know, I'm seeing these clairvoyant images of finger painting with the kids, or actually, as I record this, I'm sitting at my sister's house. It's a long story, but I'm working here today. And my sister has been spending a lot of time doing coloring in. And so at the end of the table where I'm sitting is, You know, I'm going to take a photo of this and I'll share it on socials when this goes to air. But the table is covered in her colouring pencils and this colouring book that she's been working on. So I really couldn't have planned that any better. So that is an example of how we can restore our expression. So those kind of creative activities that allow us to channel that energy to express and create in low risk ways, right? Like coloring in an adult coloring in book is a way that we can be supporting our throat chakra without yet having to have had any of the big conversations or to speak up or to kind of move into the meatier detail of the throat chakra, which, by the way, is the second way of interpreting this, because we have the redefined boundaries card here as well. There is going to be a lot, and not just at the individual level, at a collective level. So in our leadership, in our governments, it could even be leadership through our organizations, business leaders, possibly like school systems, like some of the big institutions, medical authorities. There's going to be a lot this month that is being expressed around boundaries. So, of course, this is being recorded in the middle of a pandemic, and I am doing a forecast for a time frame where the world is in a pandemic. So there's something very much here that feels obvious to me, at least. I wouldn't be surprised if we are going to be having very big conversations around our borders. So the redefined boundary card can be the boundaries and borders of cities, states, countries, as well as our individual plots of land. So think of your fence line. Think of, so I just said I'm recording this in my sister's place. She lives in an apartment just on the other side of this wall. You know, it is the boundary to the neighbors next door. That's not necessarily how my boundaries work at my house, but it gives you an idea of the kinds of physical boundaries that are in place. And so if we're talking about a month where we have to speak up and reinforce or redefine our boundaries, I predict that we're going to see that being spoken about quite a lot, particularly at an international level. Like, this really feels like countries' borders. And spirit is also sort of pointing to the idea that this is not just about international travel or so for Australia, there's been talk of a travel bubble with New Zealand, for example. So these ideas are definitely here this month. What spirit is hinting at more than that is the idea, of course, this won't all be completed in September, but perhaps the questions are being asked or the discussion is being raised. There is a longer term forecast here looking at how countries are governed. We're really looking at what the borders are. How are we going to deal with things like environmental migration? How are we going to deal with things like economic migration? How are we going to deal with the way that our borders need to shift and move? And how do you cross borders when we're facing such a pandemic? So I do think that these are going to be highlighted throughout the month of September. Possibly not hard and fast rules, but keep a watch on those headlines and what the news articles are reporting this month. I suspect we will be hearing a lot around this. At an individual level, we're going to need to not only reinforce our throat chakra, but we are going to need to express our personal boundaries. Let me take a couple of minutes to go into this idea of boundaries. When I talk about boundaries, it's not necessarily the line that is drawn out there. This isn't about a false sense of protection or shutting people out of our hearts or out of our lives. Although boundaries can be that, right? But they're not necessarily very healthy. Those kinds of boundaries are usually born out of fear, or they're born out of an unhealthy understanding of our own power or seeking power over another. The kind of boundaries that I'm speaking to, it's more about reinforcing our internal energetic structures. When you are really clear energetically, then you actually don't need to be calling in all of the external protection in the same way that you might have been doing up until this point. So when we are working with our energy systems, which because we've got the throat chakra card here, it's saying this is a month to be supporting your entire energy system. When we're working to clean that up, so we cut any of the psychic cords, we cut out of our energy field anything or anyone that is draining us and essentially sucking the life force out of us. We have to go through and patch up and repair any of the energetic leaks. We don't always know where our energy is leaking, but there is a good chance that throughout this month we may be leaking energy through our throat. And so when we are working to really tidy up, to strengthen and reinforce our energetic structure, we are automatically creating an energetic boundary that becomes very difficult for someone else's energy to penetrate. Quite often in spiritual circles, we talk about protecting your energy. And I refer to this in my book, you already know, that when you are new to energy work or calling in, you know, spirit guides or higher guiding beings, that I recommend that you energetically protect yourself, working with things like white light or crystals or something like that. I also mentioned in the book that the actual goal here is to get ourselves to a point where you don't need that anymore because you are white light. And so the idea of redefining boundaries is that as you've worked through the inner transformation that I am always banging on about, as you move through upgrading, clearing your energy, you will automatically be having this knock-on effect to the thoughts, the beliefs, and the actions that you take associated with each of the chakras. So your safety and security, your ability to retain your own power, your own creativity, your own sexuality and sensuality, your inner strength and your inner power, your heart, the love and the energy that you exchange with the world, your throat, your connectivity to the divine and greater consciousness. All of that becomes so reinforced that the thoughts, the beliefs, and the actions that you're taking, the behaviors that you're taking in alignment with each of those, are so reinforced that you don't need an external protection. You don't necessarily need that white light. You don't necessarily need a particular angel or spirit guide to be your protector. You realize that you are strong enough and powerful enough to create an internal system of boundary and an external system of protection that you are safe within. So that's interesting. I didn't think we were going to go there, but spirit's just taken us there. So that can happen at an individual level, and it needs to happen at a collective level. We're a far way off that at the collective level, but that is the trajectory and where we're aiming for. Okay, so at an individual level, this is a month to keep reinforcing and restoring your energy system. So working with your chakras, things like chakra balancing meditation, there's one on my website. There is also a ground clear and protect your energy meditation on my website as well. If you know that you have leaky energy, if you have to cut some psychic cords or energy cords, there is also a cutting cords meditation on the website as well. Those might be meditations that you want to have on repeat this month. It may be that this is a month to increase the support that you have with practitioners, whether that's Reiki, kinesiology, it might be, you know, whatever practice that you have in place, you might need to up the ante this month just because we are working to strengthen ourselves internally and to restore our energy. This also is a month to not necessarily push too hard. We've got the double reference to restoring. So we must ensure that we are restored right across our four bodies as best we can. So physically restore, sleep, diet, exercise, not pushing ourselves physically too far. Mentally restoring, particularly after and during periods of mass isolation, our mental body needs restoration. And there's a real difference between just kind of like tuning out and vegging out and activities that restore. So something like meditation is restorative. Actually doing nothing is restorative for our mind. But often when we're doing nothing, all of the worries, all of the fears tend to fill up that space. So we need to ensure that we're resting and restoring our mind. So the restoring part, depending on what you personally need, it may mean actually working with mental health providers or counselors and supports. If that's something that you need, this is your time. This is your time to reach out. It might be reaching out to some friends or family members. It may be on a lesser scale that instead of tuning out with Netflix or worry, that you're actually restoring your mind by reading happy news or reading, you know, your favorite books or like entertaining your mind in different ways. And actually spirit is just drawing my attention back to my sister's coloring in at the end of the table here. It may just be really simple ways of giving your mind a rest. Emotionally restoring, we need to reinforce our emotions. 2020 is nothing if not an emotional roller coaster. We have to be able to learn how to redefine, reinforce, to leave our emotions run their course, and how to restore ourselves back into healthy emotions, and really all emotions are healthy, but into the ones that allow us to keep moving, that allow us to get out of bed and to do what we need to be doing each day. So restoring our emotions, laughing. I've shared on the podcast before the silly ways that I will induce laughing fits. I was talking to a girlfriend about this again the other day, and in fact, I just got so, I got so caught up in giggling, and I was recording myself on a voice message to her and ended up just laughing. That was my voice message to her. And so that is just a really simple way of shifting our energy and our emotions. So even if it feels incredibly forced, I dare you, I challenge you to give that a go. I mean, we certainly need more laughter in the world. And of course, then the energetic restoration. And I've already spoken to some of the meditations that we can be using working with our practitioners or supports. So the energy is shifting for the month ahead, but we now need to start using our voice in new ways. We need to express. So expressing creatively, expressing this truth that has been bubbling, that's been coming to the surface, because after months of change and meaning and putting all of these puzzle pieces together, we now have to talk about the picture that is formed. We now need to start talking about what our world looks like, what these changes look like at a collective level, but we also need to be talking about what we need at individual levels. In 2020, there is no way that we come out the other side of this the same as what we were when we went in. And so as we're starting now to come, can you believe it, into these last few months of the year, there is this real sense of What do we want? And how are we going to fuel ourselves to give voice to this, to give energy to this, and to put the boundaries, the systems, the structures in place that allow us to rebuild and allow us to restore in a way that is not the same, that allows us to restore anew. So there's some really, really interesting energies here. Keep speaking. Keep expressing. Spirit's not done with us yet. There's one more point. So do keep expressing. Keep talking this month. And then Spirit drops in choice. So choice is another theme associated with the throat chakra. It is incredibly difficult to express, and particularly to express boundaries, without making choice. Our choices are about the integrity that we have in our lives. Once we see something, once we understand something, once we have perceived or shifted our perspective about who we are and who our world or what our world is becoming, there is a point where what we now know has to be expressed to the world around us. Let me give you a really basic example. We come to the realization that we're in the wrong relationship. The choice is we either stay or we go. If we're in the wrong place, really the choice is that we go. But every other action and behavior that we do contrary to that choice brings us out of alignment. And so whatever it is that you are realizing to be true for you, you need to choose it. You need to actively step into that choice. You need to actively step into the expression of that choice. And that raises all of these other uncomfortable feelings because the world around us now has to respond to this new us. So in that example of, okay, I shouldn't be in this relationship or friendship or job or whatever it is, I now need to express that. It means that the person that we're in the relationship with will respond to that. They're going to see us differently. That may or may not be what they're expecting or who they expected us to be. If we now realize that, you know what, I don't really enjoy that hobby. I don't really enjoy, this is not the work that I've been put on the planet to do. If you continue to stay in that job, there is a discrepancy between what you know to be true and the choices that you're making. The way in which you're expressing yourself to the world has to be in alignment with what you know to be true for you. And so a lot of the expression piece this month, particularly at an individual level, is going to ask us to really show up and turn up and stand up and speak up for all of the new meaning, all of the new puzzle pieces, the new picture that we just spent the last couple of months putting together. How are you going to turn up in the world as this new version of you? And how are you going to reinforce your boundaries? How are you going to reinforce and restore your energy so that you are strong and able to reveal yourself to those around you? So, different energy, but it still comes with a whole lot of oomph. And so there is no doubt that this will be a discussion in the free Facebook group that I run by the same name, The Guided Collective. You can come on over and join us there because I want to know how you're getting on with this theme throughout the month. And as I said at the top of the episode, we go much, much deeper into the how in the guided gathering and also in my group mentoring program, Seeker. We will add a link to all the ways to work with me in the show notes. So for now, I will sign off and wish you well for the month ahead. It's big energy, but somewhat lighter than the energy we've been in, But that cave that we've been in, we now need to step out of and express to the world who we are now. Thanks for tuning in to not only another episode, but to tuning in to yourself. Spirit tells me those who find the Guided Collective podcast are awakening to their path and purpose and aligning to it by following their intuition. So if you're still listening, that's you. It's my mission to guide and support you along the way. You can start by joining the Guided Collective community via our free Facebook group. And be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss another episode of the Guided Collective podcast.